Well, it is 7 o'clock on a Monday evening. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And 7 o'clock on a Monday evening means it's time to get in the opera box. And good Monday evening. Welcome to the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. Tonight, my playlist highlights one of the great tenors of the mid-1900s, Ferruccio Tagliavini, known for the warm beauty of his voice, such as this aria from La Sonnambula. And you'll hear him in the music of Puccini, Massenet, Bellini, Mascagni, Verdi, and others. So join me for a tribute to Ferruccio Tagliavini. Prendi l'anel ti dono, take the ring I give you. Elvino giving a ring to Amina as token of their engagement. From Act One of La Sonnambula, The Sleepwalker, music of Vincenzo Bellini. And in that recording, we heard Ferruccio Tagliavini with Ugo Tanzini conducting the Italian Radio Symphony Orchestra. Well, we're just 3.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU. And I have a playlist highlighting the lyric tenor, Ferruccio Tagliavini. Tagliavini was born in Reggio Emilia in the north of Italy in 1913. And his career coincided with the emerging post-war golden age of classical music. He was an international star, known for the smooth, elegant warmth of his voice, as you just heard in that Bellini aria. He had a way of caressing the musical phrases without sounding mannered or affected, and he could sing from pianissimo to full-throated forte without crooning. As a result, he excelled in bel canto and light lyric opera. As a teen, Tagliavini sang along to the recordings of Caruso, and friends and family all urged him to go into music and to train for the opera. But at that time, his first love was actually engineering, which is what he pursued in college. It wasn't until after he'd served in the army that he decided to become a singer and entered the Parma Conservatory to begin voice lessons at the age of 24. His talent and beautiful voice were instantly recognized, and a year later he made his professional debut in Florence, singing Rudolfo in La Bohème. He was immediately hailed as the successor and the next great Italian tenor. Well, the war interrupted his career. Afterwards, he debuted as Rodolfo at the Chicago Opera in 1946. And we're going to hear him now as Rodolfo in a 1943 recording. Rodolfo's Act One aria, Che gelida manina. This is where Rodolfo meets Mimi in his student garret in Paris. The wind blew out her candles. She's come for a match. And he takes her hand, feeling how cold it is, and tells her of his dreams of being a writer.
Oh,
What a cold little hand. Che gelida manina. Rudolfo's aria from Act One of Puccini's La Bohème, and we heard Ferruccio Tagliavini with Ugo Tanzini conducting the Italian Radio Symphony Orchestra. 10 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock, you're in the Opera Box here at KGNU with Ron Nadel. And my program tonight highlights the voice and career of Ferruccio Tagliavini, one of the great lyric tenors of the last century. Now, beautiful as Puccini's aria is, I think you can hear it makes a more dramatic demand on the voice, especially compared to the aria from the opening of the program. But the more mellifluous music of bel canto opera was perfectly suited to Ferruccio Tagliavini, and his success in La Bohème led to his taking on Bellini and Donizetti and Rossini characters. Now, one of the first of the Rossini opera characters was Count Almaviva in Rossini's comedy, The Barber of Seville. Tagliavini made his La Scala debut in that role in 1942. Listen to his aria, Ecco Ridente in Cielo, here laughing in heaven, from Act One. Now, in that scene, the Count has disguised himself as a poor student, and he's singing on the streets below Rosina's window, singing a serenade, hoping to evoke her pity and affections, without her knowing he's actually a wealthy Count. Thank you.
shouted, louder, lighter, longer. Oh, he's on the border, but he's a moment.
Wealthy Count Almaviva, disguised as a poor student, serenading Rosina, hoping to arouse her feelings. And again, we heard Ferruccio Tagliavini with Ugo Tanzini conducting the Italian Radio Symphony Orchestra. Well, with my program highlighting the life and music and a voice of Ferruccio Tagliavini, I think you can hear he is very suited for those soft passages, but very capable of going from quiet to loud without any signs of strain. As a result, one bel canto role quickly followed another, and two for which he quickly became identified were Fritz in Pietro Mascagni's L'Amico Fritz and Nemorino in Les Lisères d'Amour. Fritz is a wealthy landowner and a confirmed bachelor, and he's made a bet that he'll never get married. But in Act Three, he finds himself in love, but believes the woman he loves doesn't love him. And in his aria, he says, if his friend Beppe has had similar sorrows, what hopes can he possibly have? And in Les Lisères d'Amour, the peasant Nemorino is in love with the wealthy Adina, and to make her fall in love with him, he's bought a love potion. And when he sees her alone and gently crying, he knows she does love him. Two bel canto arias featuring Ferruccio Tagliavini. Thank you. Nemorino notices a furtive tear in Adina's eyes and realizes she loves him. Una furtiva lagrime. From the Elixir of Love, Les Lisers de Mor, music of Gaetano Donizetti. Before that, Fritz feels that his chances for love are hopeless, if even his friend Beppe has been unhappy in love. Ed Ancho Beppe from L'Amico Fritz. Friend Fritz. In both of those, we heard the great Ferruccio Tagliavini with Ugo Tanzini conducting the Italian Radio Orchestra. L'Amico Fritz was written by the composer Pietro Mascagni, who became lifelong friends with Ferruccio Tagliavini. In 1941, Tagliavini married the soprano Pia Tassinari. They'd met at the Palermo Opera, and they would afterwards often appear on stage and made recordings together. And they were featured in a full recording of Massenet's opera, Werther, which is still available, and we're going to hear their duet from Act One. In this scene from Act One, the sentimental poet Werther and young Charlotte are returning from a ball. He was her escort while her fiancé Albert is away, but he's fallen in love with her. But she tells him that she's promised her dying mother that she would marry Albert. The duet from Act One of Werther by Jules Massenet.
Thank you. mamma l'allerto fra i tuoi bambini interrogare.
Ahimè, sì, mamma so.
Oh,
Alberto.
Sì, che mia madre mi fa morendo giurar di sposare. Io lo so che ho qui presso un momento della madre mia scordato il giuramento.
Young Werther, fatally in love with the beautiful Charlotte, or Carlotta, who says she is promised to another, from Act One of Massenet's Werther. And we heard the husband and wife team of Ferruccio Tagliavini and Pia Tassinari. Francesco Molinari Pradelli conducted the chorus and orchestra of the Italian Radio Symphony of Turin. It's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and you're in the Opera Box with your host, Ron Nadel. Be sure to stay with me after the Opera Box for a Classic Monday. I'll have the 12th in my series of program music, music that tells a story or paints a scene. Tonight, we're off to New York. That's at 8 o'clock right here on KGNU. As Tagliavini became more famous, there were more and more demands to hear him in Verismo roles, the roles of Verdi and Puccini, heavier, more demanding roles, like the Duke in Rigoletto or Cavaradossi in Tosca and others. His decision to take them on just increased his popularity, and he was in even greater demand. But you can hear the differences in his vocal production in the famous tenor arias from Tosca, which we're going to hear now. In Act One, Mario Cavaradossi is painting a picture of the Madonna for the church, and he's commenting, comparing the face that he is painting to his lover, Tosca. And in Act Three, Mario Cavaradossi is in prison to be executed at dawn. And while he's alone, he thinks of the first time that he saw Tosca. Two great arias from Tosca featuring Ferruccio Tagliavini.
Thank you. se bellezza insiem confonda. Ma
the artist Cavaradossi awaiting execution thinks back to the first time he set eyes on his lover Tosca from Act 3 of Tosca. And before that, we heard his Act 1 aria contemplating his lover Tosca while painting a commissioned portrait of the Madonna for a church. In both those arias, we heard the great Ferruccio Tagliavini. Ugo Tanzini conducted the Italian Radio Orchestra. Well, we're just coming up now on 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. The heavier roles took their toll on Tagliavini's warmth and tone. At times, critics wrote of strain and pitch problems in his vocal production. But he continued to perform them, usually successfully. Perhaps the most demanding music was that of Verdi. I've got two examples. When he was successful earlier in his career, from Verdi's early opera I Lombardi and his masterpiece La Traviata. I Lombardi is a convoluted tale of forbidden love during the First Crusades. In Act II, Oronta, the son of the king of Antioch, is in love with the Christian woman Giselda. He knows his love is doomed. And then in Act I of La Traviata, the bourgeois Alfredo is in love with the courtesan Violetta. In the first act, he declares his love for her, imagining their future happiness. These are two great Verismo arias featuring Ferruccio Tagliavini.
Thank you.
Alfredo declaring his love for Violetta and imagining a future happiness, which, alas, is not to be. From Verdi's La Traviata, we heard Ferruccio Tagliavini, tenor, with Licia Albanese, soprano. Before that, Orante is in love with Giselda, but she's Christian and related to the invading crusaders. From Verdi's I Lombardi, the Lombards. We heard Ferruccio Tagliavini with Ugo Tanzini conducting the Italian Radio Orchestra. Well, I think you can definitely hear the use of a larger vocal production, which worked against Tagliavini's strengths of warmth and elegance. Ultimately, his voice suffered from his foray into Verismo singing. He basically retired from the stage in 1965, but still gave recitals. Audiences were appreciative, in spite of his often poor showing. You can read reviews of his recitals, which were often very unkind. Critics citing poor pitch, boring program choices, and obvious strain. Tagliavini passed away in 1995 in Reggio Emilia, the town of his birth. This is your host, Ron Nadell. I want to thank you for staying with me for tonight's tribute to the great tenor Ferruccio Tagliavini. Stay tuned for A Classic Monday.
Hey, all you Mardi Gras lovers. KGNU and the Colorado Friends of Cajun Zydeco are bringing Mardi Gras to you on Saturday, February 23rd at the Avalon Ballroom in Boulder. Come dance to Zydeco masters Preston Frank and Ed Poulard with the Creole Dance Band and all your favorite Mardi Gras festivities. For more information and tickets, visit KGNU.org. We're not too upon it at night. Everybody
was looking. It's a minute and a half after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Well, good evening again, and welcome to KGNU's A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadell, and I want to tell you a story. Actually, I want to play you some stories. Tonight, I'm continuing with the 12th in my series of programs of classical music illustrating some kind of unspoken narrative, stories, nature, and places. And tonight's, it's inspired by New York, like New York composer Richard Daniel Poor's Toward the Splendid City, inspired by the sight of the city as the composer was flying home to New York. Plus music of Gershwin, Ferdi Grafay, Charles Ives, and more. So, put on a tux or a gown and join me for a night on the town.